Hello, I'm Zach from webcoursesbangkok.com, and today I'm going to be talking to you about blogging and the importance of keeping your website updated with blogs. So why do we blog? First of all, blogging is a tool. It's kind of like a marketing tool, or it's kind of like a diary for, some people view it as a marketing tool. For some people, it's just a personal diary where people put updates of about their life, or maybe they have a business and they put updates about their business. And I want to focus more on the lack of blogging. Sometimes, I get hired by people to build websites for their hotel, or maybe it's for their restaurant, or maybe it's for their whatever business they're doing. And the first thing they say to me is, "Oh, you don't have to make my website updatable because I don't have time to do all that stuff anyway." And I usually kind of look at that and I think that's I disagree with that a little bit because every day you run around doing things, but you're overlooking one of the most important tools you have to get your business out there, to get people knowing about your business and what you do. Because first of all, this stuff is free, right? Blogging is free. Any if you have a website and a CMS running behind it, you can blog all day, and it wouldn't cost you a thing. And what it does is it increases the amount of words on your website. That's the first thing, right? The second thing is it increases content and increases the value of your website. So it's a nice tool because it makes your website more useful. And when your website is more useful, more people want to link to it. And when more people want to link to it, you get more traffic. And these are usually the traffic that you care about because these are the things that people read and people look for. Not just that you hire someone to do some SEO, some optimization in your code, and then you market your website through like Google AdWords, or sometimes people click on these banners and they come and they see the website and it's not what they want, and they just close the website, right? But if you have good content on your website, it increases the usefulness of your website. And what that does is you get a higher page rank. The way page rank work is extremely natural. It's how we do business in real world as well. We, when we do business, we refer to people from, like, we get reference from people, right? Like, let's say if I have a house and I want to have an interior designer work on it, I'm going to go and ask my friends, "Oh, so who's a good interior designer?" And my friends are going to refer me, right? And let's say these friends of mine, let's say I ask three friends, they say, "Oh, this guy, he's a really good interior designer. I think you should hire him." And I get the same response from all three people, to go to this guy, this interior designer. I'm gonna think that he's pretty good, right? Because, man, like three people referred me to him. So it's the same thing with your website. The more people link to your website, the more people come and read your website, the more people see your website and spend time on it, the better it is for Google PageRanks. And the better PageRank you have, the higher you come in the search. And everybody wants to be on the first page of the Google search and the keywords. But people don't like to put the time into, blogging and, creating content on their website. And if you have a restaurant, or a hotel, it's really easy. If you have whatever updates you have, just post it on. It takes 5 minutes. I mean, you can do it at the end of the day, when maybe you have like some special event, like a wine tasting, or maybe you have an event in your hotel, whatever it is, blog about it, write about it, put some photos up. So anyway, don't overlook the blog. I mean, it's a great tool for you, and I really think everybody should get on board and get started with it. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, and I hope you enjoyed this post, and I'll see you next week.